Hello, everyone. Thank you for introduction. My department name changed to the public health. Yeah, well, anyway, that's okay. Yeah, so this presentation is talking about the cross-sectional predictors of cancer screening among underserved women with physical disabilities. I'm going to introduce the other contributor for this study, and Jana Peterson, now in the University of Missouri at Kansas City, and Emily Walsh and David Buckley from Oregon Health Science University, and Gloria Klein, now in the CDC. So I don't have any financial relationship to disclose. And I'm going to say the acknowledgement now. This work was supported by the grant on NIDA and the Department of Education. And this work started when I was at Oregon Health Science University as a postdoctoral fellow. And all other authors were with Oregon Health Science University at the time of the study. And the middle-aged woman with a physical disability is less likely to receive the pap test and the mammogram in the United States. However, fewer studies have investigated the degree to which theoretical construct related to the cancer screening intention and the behaviors. Also, there is no direct impact or indirect impact of the communication with provider on this population. Therefore, the purpose of this study is to examine the relative contribution of demographic factors, theoretical construct, and providers' communication to the use of mammogram and pap test. And health belief models and self-efficacy and demographic factors include barriers were assessed to predict screening intention and behavior experiences in disability populations. So there are four hypotheses based upon the literature reviews. Number one, in the health belief model will be positively associated with use of mammogram and pap test. Number two, a demographic factor will each contribute to the use of mammograms and pap test. Number three, a self-efficacy will be significantly associated with the use of mammograms and the pap test. And lastly, communication with providers about cancer screening will be significantly associated with the use of mammograms and pap test. And 2 years ago, August 2008 to May 2009, we recruited the participant. Through the collaboration with the Medicaid managed care organization, a durable medical equipment vendor, state-funded community-based clinics, and the disability organization through in Oregon. And interested women were screened through the telephone. And participants received gift card incentives with a value of $20 upon the completion of this survey. By the way, this is a pre-survey. We have the intervention study already, and this is analysis for the pre-survey to analyze what's going on about effect of the intervention. And eligibility is a woman aged between 35 to 64 and have a mobility impairment and speak English and have a current health insurance and any type. And self-reported not receiving a pap test in the past 3 years and or mammograms in the last 2 years. And we received total 700 calls. And of them, 230 met the criteria. Of 230 with current addresses, 211 responded the mail survey. Of 211, 19 were excluded from study because they did not answer the item on the survey. So we have 192 in total, and 71% were non-Hispanic Caucasian. It's like a really distribution of the Oregon. Oregon has a lot of white populations. And the mean age was 52, age that disability first occurred was 34 years old. And 49% had divorced and separated, so they are alone. And 21% are less than high school, and 19% are not employed. And 58% received Social Security Disability Insurance, or 64% received Supplementary Security Income. So this population are very low-income populations. Also, 82% reported motor or physical function as limited. 87% used assistive devices. 71% had ever had pap test. And 76% have ever had mammogram. So we use the measure to assess the health belief model and self-efficacy by using validated measures. The descriptive statistics was analyzed in the SAS, and the zero-order correlation was performed in the SAS. And the past analysis was on M+, and then we treat our outcome variable as a categorical. And results show that from the correlation, demographic variable like age, education, income, employment, these except age, were not correlated with talking to my doctor about cancer screening and self-efficacy and plan or intention or behavior or use the mammogram or pap test at all. And the number of chronic conditions and the perceived barriers are not strongly associated with intention or plan and behaviors. And talking to my doctor about cancer screening was associated with self-efficacy, intention or plan, and behaviors. And the perceived risk and benefit are not associated with talking to my doctors. So this is the past analysis from the mammogram. And solid line represents association between the one to another. And the tail of the arrow represents independent variable. And the headed arrow represents outcomes. So this is a picture of the mammogram. And this is a picture of the pap test. And the only difference from the this figure is the line of the barrier to the talk to my doctors. So I'm going to talk as a result in verbally. And in the model, talk to my doctor about the mammogram mediated between self-efficacy and plan or intentions. Self-efficacy and behaviors in high age, that means getting older, related with the intention or planning. And getting older are also associated with use of mammogram. And the pap test, in addition to this finding, we found that the lower barrier was associated with the high intention, and the lower barriers are associated with high behaviors or use of pap test. And so I summarized the finding based upon the hypothesis. So whether health belief model will be positively associated with use of mammogram and pap test, we found that perceived risk and perceived benefit fail to predict both behaviors. And the demographic factor, except age, were not correlated with behaviors. And self-efficacy was strongly associated with behavior directly and indirectly. And the communication with provider was significantly associated with use of mammogram and the pap test. And about mammogram, so we failed to use some component of the health belief model to predict and the behaviors and intention. And 30% to the 33% of the variance were accounted for by another variables. And the pap test, also we failed to predict planning and, pap test. And 32% and 37% of variance were accounted for these variables in addition to the barriers. The possible differences, so therefore, between the pap test, mammogram among this population would be how we capture the barrier they have. So the limitation of this study is self-report, and still it's small sample. And because of cross-sectional, we have a multi-collinearity and multiple collinearity. And we didn't have a degree of disability to predict the intention and behaviors. But its implication in the future from this understanding would be the importance of the physician and the provider's recommendation to use the screening behaviors. And also, it's better to investigate detail of the possible barrier among the mammogram. And thirdly, it's better to develop adequate health behavior model, not only for the, using a health behavior model and self-efficacy, but also the strategy to overcome their unique barriers and treatment planning for the main disease and symptoms. Thank you. This is my contact. That's all.